Hello everybody, it's me, SirTall23, back with another video. In this video, I want to talk about the subject of doing the bare minimum, or being lukewarm, you know, being a lukewarm Christian, as some people would say, or going to a lukewarm church, and what that means, and what God thinks about being lukewarm as opposed to being zealous and just doing the bare, somebody who does the bare minimum, right? It would be somebody who's lukewarm. And this concept comes from Revelation chapter 3, verses 15 to 19. This is Jesus speaking. He's talking to the church of Laodicea. He says, I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm, and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich, and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched, and miserable, and poor, and blind, and naked, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Right? So Jesus Christ is talking to this church, and he says that this church at Laodicea, that their works are neither cold nor hot, but rather they're lukewarm, meaning they're not doing nothing for God, but they're also not zealous. They're not on fire for God, as we might put it, right? Instead, they're kind of just in the middle. They're lukewarm, right? They're not fully hot. They're not fully cold. They're just in the middle. They're just doing the bare minimum, basically, right? And there's a lot of people out there who have this attitude that they are servants of Christ and that they are disciples when all they're doing is just the bare minimum. There's a lot of people who are not zealous, meaning they're not excited about the things of God. They're just kind of going through the motions. They're just, you know, going to church and, you know, reading the Bible 5 minutes a day, going soul winning every once in a while, just because they're like, well, I guess I got to do this, you know, if God's going to bless me. But their heart isn't really in it. They're not actually zealous for the things of God. But we clearly see here that Jesus tells them as a command, be zealous. He says, if you are lukewarm, if you're not hot, then he's going to spew you out of his mouth, right? So God is displeased with a church and with believers who are not on fire for him. Okay, he's disgusted by that, is basically what he's saying, right? By, you know, spewing something out of your mouth. If I take this drink of water and there's something nasty in it, like there's dirt in it or something, I take a drink of it and I spew it out, that means I'm disgusted by it. That means there's something gross about it, right? So God doesn't like it when Christians are not zealous. That's why he tells them, be there zealous, therefore, and repent. Meaning they have to turn from the way that they are doing their works, that they're not on fire for God. They're just in the middle. They're kind of just doing the bare minimum. Their heart isn't really in it. And they have to change to now do what God says and to be zealous and to be on fire for the things of God. And that is what God desires for us, because the Bible says in Titus 2:13, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people zealous of good works. So the Bible plainly tells us that the purpose of Jesus dying on the cross for us was not only just to redeem us from iniquity, right? Some people, you know, they're thankful that Jesus saved them from hell, but they're not doing anything for God. Once you get saved, God expects you to now do the works, okay? He wants to purify unto himself a peculiar people, it says, that are zealous of good works, okay? So doing the bare minimum, just doing the good works just because it's just a habit, or just because you want other Christians to look at you good or whatever, but you're not actually zealous, you're not actually excited, don't actually have the zeal or the desire to do those things, then that's not being zealous, and God doesn't like that. God's disgusted by that, okay? So any Christian out there who's just doing the bare minimum, you're not right with God, okay? You have to actually make God the number one thing in your life. As Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, okay? It's not just a matter of going through the motions of just doing things just to be doing things. God wants you to be zealous. He wants you to be a peculiar people, zealous of good works, not just doing good works just because, but you don't actually care about saving people from hell or doing what God says. You don't actually love God. You're kind of just doing it just out of habit or whatever. God wants you to be zealous. So thank you, everybody, for watching. God bless you, and goodbye.